Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Meanwhile, the Bucks. Well, last night they were cold. We'll see if they heat up in Boston come Sunday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show. Also joining us tonight, we'll be down. Steve and I and Steve Novak and Jabari Parker are all going to be hanging out. But, Spark, last night I had to imagine you're sitting there just shaking your head, even if you kept watching the game throughout.
Well, I had to. I had to do the postgame show in Milwaukee.
You poor
night.
Man.
I there's nowhere for me to run or hide. I had to watch that garbage all night. It was pathetic. And even more pathetic was then I had people calling into the postgame show in Milwaukee telling me the Bucks were trying to do that, that they were trying to lose. That's what that really was all about, that they're not that bad. They were trying to do that on purpose. Several people were trying to sell that line of garbage to me. So I then had to deal with that on the postgame show. So, yeah, it was a great night.
Moving forward, because there's only so much you can talk about regarding last night and the way the season has ended, but moving forward, give me your level of optimism to beat Boston.
I think it's a coin flip series. I think it could go either way. I think on paper, the Bucks definitely are the more talented roster. When you take out Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward from the Boston Celtics, the Bucks definitely have more offensive firepower than Boston does at this point. The fear is going to be the coaching aspect of things. Brad Stevens is amongst the best in the NBA. You just figure they're going to try and make this a half-court game with the Bucks and take away any type of transition for Milwaukee. And if that occurs, we normally see isolation, ball movement stops, and this team can get into ruts of not being able to score the basketball. And that obviously will play in the Boston's hands. And then on top of everything else, you know, they struggle in the paint. Which won't be good. Baines for Boston last night, who rested pretty much all their starters, threw up like 25, 26 points, 14 boards in like 20 minutes. So that's not something that normally happens for the Celtics, but you just wonder with the lack of size, I should say, from Milwaukee inside, if him and Al Horford will have more of a prominent role in the paint than maybe they've had throughout the season to exploit that weakness for the Bucks.
What does this team, now that you've got Brogdon, you've got everybody back for the first time all season, it's all healthy. Who's getting more minutes than who?
Well, I'll say this. Shabazz Muhammad inactive last night for Dellavedova was ridiculous. You need all the offense you can get if you can't play defense. So, in my opinion, if this is going to come down to somebody else being inactive, you know, as much as I'm a big Brandon Jennings fan, he can't be active. Shabazz Muhammad has to be available on the bench to score the basketball. Once you get past Jabari Parker, he's your next best option to score the basketball, even more so than Brogdon, I think. So if you're going to run with three point guards on the active roster on game nights with Dellavedova, Brogdon, and Bledsoe, so be it. You don't need four. So Jennings, then, I guess, would be the inactive one, and Muhammad should be active. The starting lineup, I'm assuming they're going to continue to play with. They're not going to change it. Zeller's not going to start, I'm assuming. Snell's going to continue to be at the two-guard position, regardless of his struggles. He's trying to get out of his funk shooting the basketball. And we're going to see what happens. And then Jabari Parker's going to be that sixth man still going forward.
I was just going to say, with Tony Snell struggling, and he has been that starter, and he's still struggling, can you really continue going into the postseason with Tony Snell struggling as badly as he has?
Well, he's playing for defense. I mean, that's why he's out there, using his legs and hoping to slow down the other team's best guard, I'm assuming, is what they're thinking going into this. Because your other option is obviously Jabari Parker, and Milton plays the two, and they have shied away from that the whole season. Then the other option would be Sterling Brown. They don't want to give him the time in the starting lineup for whatever the reason, maybe because he doesn't know the defense or whatever the case may be. So they don't want to go that route either. So based on that, unless you're going to play two guards in the backcourt and go Brogdon and Bledsoe, which is a possibility, but then you're undersized defending this shooting guard on the other team if you go that route. So I think kind of by default is how Tony Snell ends up with a starting job.
When this team gets into the postseason, I mean, people are going to look at Giannis to say, okay, now it's time to turn it on and you know, kind of throw this team on his back. The question is, does he have the capability? He's not an outside shooter, so he's not going to be popping a three and bringing this team back consistently. Is it fair to throw it all on Giannis?
I just think if you're Boston, You know, you're going to do what everybody's done against Milwaukee all year long. You're going to sag in the paint. You're not going to let them beat you getting to the rim. And you're going to make guys take jump shots over the top of you. So if Giannis is going to carry him, if transition isn't available and getting to the rim isn't available, he's going to have to beat him with a jump shot. That jump shot obviously has made, I think, significant improvements from last year to this year. But the question obviously is going to be, if they're going to win this series, yes, it comes down to Giannis to a certain degree, but I don't think all the pressure and the way the world is on him, like maybe it would be on LeBron James in Cleveland. I think for this team, it's going to come down to how well they play defense and how well they move the ball in the half-court offense. And if those two things are up to par, I think they've got enough offense. Even if Giannis doesn't throw up 30 a night, you should be able to get enough from Bledsoe, Middleton, and Parker to make up for that in the playoffs.
You talked about the defense. You know, we've seen and we've heard time and again from Joe Prunty talk about spacing, and we've heard him talk about, you know, the effort on defense. But you and I sat down and listened to Malcolm Brogdon. We listened to Jason Terry. We listened to numerous players say it's all created via the offense. If this team comes out passing the basketball and involving everybody, is that enough to just simply spark this team to say, okay, Sparky, I know I'm just blowing smoke up your butt at this point, but is it enough to turn this team on, or is this thing just, it is what it is, we're watching a slow-motion car wreck get to the end of the season and then start to reboot?
Yeah, I tend to believe slow-motion car wreck is probably kind of what it is, but because Boston doesn't have that much talent, and they are kind of younger at key positions with Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who have had playoff experience, well, Tatum hasn't, but Brown has, but not in the role he is now, where he's kind of been one of the guys who has to be the guy that scores. That does give you a chance to win this series. And then if you get through this series, you don't have to deal with Cleveland again. Then you get the winner of the Philly series and Miami series, which maybe that's Miami. Maybe they slow Philly down and you get Miami, and then you get to reboot and start over against Miami. So I don't know. You talk about if the offense gets going, maybe that helps everything else. I just don't know, man. The defense has kind of been the same. Offenses are keyed on how to beat this defense to a certain degree, and especially when guys blow assignments are slow getting over on rotations. That's just – when that happens, you're wide open for three-point shooting. Now, thankfully, Boston isn't a great three-point shooting team. It's not like Philly last night that has littered with three-point shooters all over their roster and jack it up at high rates. I mean, Boston and Milwaukee are kind of similar in how they go about that three-point shot than it is, say, Golden State or Philly or Toronto or some of these other teams that shoot it at a higher rate.
Spark, always good, and we'll see you tonight. I'm excited tonight. I mean, we're going to have Jabari Parker live and in person. This is a rarity, so it should be a good one tonight. I don't know if we're closing out the season or if we're doing the postseason stuff, but this should be fun tonight.
Well, hopefully he'll tell us that he's coming back.
Well, that's like that's
4-year extension, and that's the news.
If I would say that's the $1 million question, I think that's the $20 million question, actually.
Yeah, at least.
No doubt.
All right.
Good stuff, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. And in addition to that, don't forget, like he had mentioned and I've been mentioning, coming up tonight, we are going to be at the Merriment Social, 3rd Ward, really the Walker's Point area, if you want to get into that, technically. But come on down tonight. Great burger place. Great food. And in addition to that, it is going to be yours truly, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who you just heard, featuring Steve Novak, who is, you can catch his stuff as an analyst on Fox Sports Wisconsin for the Milwaukee Bucks. And then the Bucks, the man himself, is going to be Jabari Parker, live and in person coming down tonight. So get there early. Get your seats.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.